Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Ah, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, things are progressing nicely with Lum and Abner's public library. More books are being donated by the townsfolk, and customers are beginning to drop into the library to make use of the new reading room. As we look in on the little community today, Grandpappy Spears is seated at the library table in the Jot'em Down store, busily engaged in reading an old almanac, while Abner is just answering the phone. Listen.
Jot'em Down store, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, yes, Miss Barton, what can we do for you today? Oh, I'm sorry, Lorna Doone is out. Yes, Mom, but now we can get you, Elsie Dinsmore makes the grade, or, Gilbert the Boy Trapper. I know he'd enjoy either one of them books. Mom? Oh, I see. Well, now we got Love Twixt Golden Strands and Penthouse Romance. All right. Anything else? Uh-huh. All right. All right. Yes, Mom, we got them. All right.
Hey, this is an interesting item, Abner.
What was that?
Oh, excuse me, I never noticed she's talking on the phone.
Yeah, Grandpap hollered something at me. I couldn't hear you. Yeah, well, now, let me see if I got this straight. You want Penthouse Romance, coal oil, cornmeal, and a dollar's worth of sugar. All right, Miss Barton, we'll send it over this afternoon. All right, goodbye. Now, Mom. Oh, goodbye.
Well, I'll be dog. I will be dog.
What's the matter, Grandpap?
Bristol, Tennessee, 1,680 feet above sea level.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Bristol, Tennessee, according to the almanac.
You know somebody there, Grandpap?
Huh?
You know somebody in Bristol?
Bristol?
Yeah, Bristol.
Just a minute, I'll look it up. Here we are, 1,680 feet.
You already read that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here, I got to put up this order for Miss Barton.
Bozeman, Montana, 4,755 feet.
Uh-huh.
Bristol, Tennessee, 1,680 feet.
Grandpap, if you're going to sit there and read, don't keep reading the same things out loud all the time. Uh-oh, wait a minute, here comes Lum.
Huh?
Lum coming up out there.
Oh.
Doggies, look at the books he's carrying. Must have got them for the library.
In 1936, 1,784 votes was cast for Landon in Ramsey, North Dakota.
Yeah, morning, Lum. You want me to give you a hand there at them books?
Yeah, grab them bottom ones there, Abner. Yeah. They're slipping.
Yeah, they look like you're about to lose them. Let me get them. Here, I got them now.
Get kind of heavy after toting them all the way from old man Dalton's place.
Yeah.
Morning, Grandpa.
1930 census give Red Lodge, Montana, 3,026 population.
Huh?
Don't pay no attention to him, Lum.
Well, what in the world's he doing? Red Lodge, what does that mean?
Oh, he's got himself interested in that World Almanac book we got there in the library. He's been reading it all morning.
Oh, well, come on, help me stack these books up now.
Yeah, sure.
Granny, if we keep getting in these new ones every day, we're going to have a bigger library than that in there at the county seat.
Yeah, where are we going to put all the books, Lum? We already got the shelves full. Fact is, most of the groceries are sitting over on the dry goods side.
Yeah, it don't look right, but we can't help that. Can't stand in the way of progress.
Can't, huh?
I may be on the verge of becoming the leading librarian of the United States. I don't know. Me and Mr. Carnegie's.
Well, good for you. What'll that make me
well,
now?
I do know.
What is it, Grandpap?
Guess who was on the Democratic National Committee from Iowa in 1935? Hubert Utterback of Des Moines.
Hubert Utterback?
Yep, according to the almanac.
Do you know him, Grandpap?
No, I don't know him. What does he look like?
I don't know. Never even heard of him before.
Oh, you must have had somebody else in mind.
Yeah, must have. Come on, Abner.
Yeah, thanks.
Sort these books.
Yeah, I'll help you here. Let me
put that big one over there and stack the other ones over here.
Yeah. Doggy, looky here. Applied Anatomy.
Anatomy?
Huh? Yeah, that sounds like an interesting book.
Here's another almanac. Don't let Grandpap get a hold of it. We never will get shut of it.
Don't give it here. I'll hide it right now.
Ernie, this sounds good. Secrets of a Famous Chief.
Famous Chief? Hi, doggies, I'll read that myself. There ain't no one thing I enjoy more than a good Indian story.
Oh, well, this ain't an Indian story.
Huh?
It's a different kind of a chief. This is a fella wears one of them big white hats and cook stuff. C-H-E-F chief, or chef, whatever they call it.
Oh, one of them cooking fellers. Well, maybe you ought to read that, Lom. You do your own cooking over at the place.
No, I ain't got time to read no pish-posh. Wait a minute. Lum Eddards, Famous Chef. That don't sound bad, does it?
Huh?
Granny, if I could wear one of them big white hats and have a crowd of people standing around watching me cook up different stuff.
Cook up different stuff?
Yeah, I've saw them in winders there in Little Rock and Portsmouth. Feller standing in the winder cooking pancakes and crowd standing around there with their nose pressed up against a winder glass, watching them, admiring them, complimenting them, and always envied them fellers.
Yeah, but you don't know how to cook nothing but bacon and eggs, Lom. That's the only thing you ever fix yourself over at home.
Well, that's because I like them, and they're handy to fix.
Yeah, but what I mean is there ain't going to be no big crowd of people standing around watching you fry bacon and eggs.
I mean, after I study this book.
Oh.
See, all I got to do is read it right out of the book here. It says, Secrets of a Famous Chef. Granny, I'll cook up stuff folks in this town never heard of before in their lives.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Who's going to eat it?
Hey, Grannies, I'll eat it myself. And then when I get famous, I'll write me a book like this fella here done.
You will, huh?
Well, them things sells for $2 a copy. Marked right on the cover there.
For the land's sake.
Boy, they sell just one of them a day and make a good living.
Yeah. If you can get anybody to buy them.
And I do know black on orange in California.
What's that, Grandpap?
California, black on orange. Colorado, white on blue. Connecticut, gold on blue.
What in the world are you talking about?
Why, them's the colors they used for the automobile license plates in 1936. Florida was white on red.
Well, what of it?
Well, that's what it says here, according to the almanac.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Grannies, they got some good-sounding things to eat in here. Listen to this. Ham a la Antone. That's the name of the fella who writ this book.
Doggy, that's a funny name for a cook, ain't it? Ham a la Antone.
Well, his name's Antone. This is the way he fixes hams. That's what that means.
Oh, I see.
Take choice cured ham, cover with thick layer of brown sugar, and sliced pineapple. Insert whole cloves 1 inch apart over the entire surface.
Well,
bake slowly in oven. Allow 20 minutes to the pound for baking. Serve with hot burgundy and raisin sauce. Then it tells down here how to make the sauce.
I never heard of cooking a ham that way.
That's what I say. I'll learn how to cook stuff these women in this town never heard of.
Well, if you have to allow 20 minutes to the pound for baking it, why, feller like Mose Moots would be cooking on that ham for a week as big as he is.
You fellas know how cold it was in New York City in 1936?
No.
14 below zero was the coldest it got there that year.
14 below, huh?
According to the almanac.
Hmm.
Milwaukee was 25 below, and Kansas City, Missouri was 22 below.
Well, what difference does it make, Grandpap?
Well, it's a good idea for a feller to know them things. Somebody might ask me someday, and I'll have it. Let me look that up again so as I recollect them.
Sound too good.
Here's something that sounds good. Baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska?
Yeah, ice cream and cake put in the oven and baked.
You mean they bake ice cream?
That's what it says.
For the land.
Here's an interesting item. Do you know where the center of the state of Alabama is, you fellas?
Alabama?
Yeah, you'll never guess it, Abner. At least I never would, I don't believe. It's in Chilton. 12 miles southwest of Clinton.
It is, huh?
according to the almanac.
Well.
Get the phone, Abner. I'm reading how to make creepy Susiettes here.
Oh, yeah. Got an order. We got to take over to Miss Barton, too, quick as we get time to put it up. Hello, jot them down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, how are you, Mamie? We're plumb out, Mamie. The bread truck never come today. Yeah, you can't put no dependents in him at all anymore, it looks like. But was there anything else? Well, I'm sorry, Mamie. Well, goodbye.
What was Mamie wanting?
A loaf of bread, but we're out. The bread truck ain't been here for 2 days.
Yeah, I know. Grannies, we ought to have a bakery here in Pine Ridge so that we wouldn't have to depend on that feller coming all the way out here from the county seat whenever the notion strike. Wait a minute. What did I say there?
Why, I don't know. Something about us needing a bakery here in Pine Ridge, you believe it was.
Yeah, and I, Grannies, I give myself a idea when I said it.
How?
Right here in this store, too. Pine Ridge Bakery. L. Edwards, chef. I know this book was a gold mine the minute I laid eyes on it.
Well?
Here's something I vowed you fellas never knowed.
What's that, Grandpap?
On Tuesday, December the 1st, 1936, in Atlanta, Georgia...
Yeah, what happened?
The sun rose at 6:44 a.m. and set at 4:54 p.m.
It did.
Yes, sir. According to the almanac here.